Well, actually, our program, the Kids Now program, what we do is we mentor kids with life success skills so that they can make positive choices and reach their full potential. Within our program, which is delivered within 12 weeks, and it's specifically for grade 7 and 8 students that we offer it to, we actually empower them with life success skills of goal setting, communication, stress management, and being really aware of themselves. Within the program, at some point, we do encourage them to basically pay it forward and give back. And so becoming involved with other charities or other causes that may be important to them or to their parents, it's definitely part of how we kind of continue the cycle going, not just us mentoring the kids, but then preparing the kids themselves or the grade 7 and 8 students themselves to be able to give back to their communities.
What's the easiest way to give back?
The easiest to give back, I would say, is to, one, get involved in something, in a cause that is important to you, something that you believe in, something that is close to your own values, and then it becomes something exciting. It becomes something that you're personally vested in. Definitely being able to think outside of what you want, but thinking of what others want. And that's something that we definitely enforce a lot within our program to the kids that we mentor at Kids Now.
And kids may be not involved in your program. What is the best way to sort of encourage them to get involved in the greater good if they haven't had experience with that yet?
For sure. Well, one of the things that we do ourselves is the kids who go through our program, they become ambassadors for Kids Now within their own schools and communities. We do offer the program in several provinces within Canada, and so we've been able to be able to not just benefit or mentor directly the kids that go through our program, but even their close networks or social circles within their schools or communities. We encourage them to either sign up for the program, it's completely for free, and if not, for our ambassadors, who are our kids who graduate, to be able to pay it forward and show those kids who have not gone through the program as to how they can get involved and become charitable as well.
Why is Christmas such a good time for people to maybe start thinking about paying it forward or helping out?
Well, I certainly think paying it forward and giving back is something that we should do all year round. However, definitely the holiday season is probably the height of when we all start reflecting and thinking about our own lives. We start, people start just naturally reflecting how the year went by, assessing what they did, what they accomplished, and what they did not do, and what they hope to do. And one of the greatest things to be able to make yourself, it's sort of a double-edged sword, I say, giving back, because it doesn't only just affect the people that you are giving to or volunteering your time with, but it affects you as well. It certainly builds your own self-esteem. It certainly makes you feel very, very satisfied with the ability to be able to ultimately, as I like to call, is bless somebody else or bless another cause. And, you know, whether it's with your time or your financial support, either way, you're going to be able to give back. And I think that this is probably one of the best times of the year to do that.
What would you say about parents maybe wanting to get their kids involved in serving at a soup kitchen or something?
I would highly encourage that. I think that the skills that kids receive in volunteering, for example, at a soup kitchen or any other type of cause, I think is phenomenal. You don't just receive the satisfaction of knowing that you're helping someone else, but you're also building team, you're building team skills, you're building confidence skills, you're building communication skills within kids, you're building, self-awareness and awareness of others, being sensitive to social issues that perhaps may or may not be affected within that household, but being aware of them, that they do happen to others, and being sensitive to those needs and actually, becoming part of the solution to those needs, I think comes with tremendous value and life learning experiences for kids.
Kids that have gone through this program, what have they said about how it's sort of shaped who they've now become?
Kids Now has been around since 1999, so over 10 years. We've group mentored over 11,000 grade 7 and 8 students in Canada, and we constantly receive, if not an email, a message, and a letter, a phone call from either a Kids Now participant, 10 years later, they're now obviously grown adults in their professional lives, or a kid who just recently graduated from our program, and they say, the tools that I received were life-changing, to be able to build my self-confidence, to be able to believe in myself so that I can set that goal and really reach my full potential is what Kids Now really contributed to them. Many people have described it to be sort of a toolbox that they have within themselves to be able to access those inner strengths and qualities that I think we all need throughout our lives. So we continue to receive a lot of great messages and appreciation from many of the kids.
Does your organization operate out of BC?
We don't right now. However, for spring of 2012, which is just coming up, our next point of growth for our program would be Vancouver.